staple, isn't it? Has all swang to its smooth melody, heartfelt lyrics, and there's no surprise in that, and it's one of our real favourites here on 101FM. Now, on 101FM this morning, I'm joined by someone very special in the world of Australian entertainment. That's Chantel Ashton Rodriguez. She's the owner and managing director of Ashton's Entertainment and a sixth-generation member of the legendary Ashton Circus family. The Big Top is rolling into Capalaba from now to the 31st of August, rather, and jaw-dropping stunts and beautiful aerobatics and laughter and the whole family of fun, and you've got to go there. Chantel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
I am fantastic. I'm really keen to find out more about the circus and the entertainment that you've got for us. Now, Chantel, obviously this is from a long line of your family history as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Our family started performing in Australia in the 1800s down in Tasmania. And then our great-great-grandfather opened the family's first circus in 1850, which was Ashton Circus. Mm-hmm. Since then, Ashton Circus has closed, but the family has grown and gone on to open many different entertainment companies that are currently touring Australia.
I'm sure there are generations of people that have gone to the circus and realised that there's generations and generations of people that have gone through and some incredible acts. Now, Henry Ashton, is that your great-great-grandfather or...?
Yes, yeah, James Henry Ashton was our great-great-grandfather who started. He started out as an equestrian, actually, in Tasmania and then moved on to circus.
That's fantastic. I remember back in Sydney, when I was living in Sydney, there was a circus that used to come into town all the time at Prince Alfred Park, right in the middle of the city, and I loved it, absolutely loved it. Hey, when you were a kid, you must have grown up with this, huh?
Well, yeah, I did. All of our family grew up in the circus, and when I was a kid, my grandparents had Ashton Circus, and it was massive. We had school teachers that toured with us, and gymnastic teachers, and mechanics, and all that sort of thing. So it was like a little village on wheels, and that's how I grew up touring Australia performing.
Pretty amazing, really. And you were a toddler? That young?
Yeah, well, we all sort of get put in the ring before we can walk. You know, we get put a little costume and we get carried in the finale or the parade or something like that. So we get used to a live crowd pretty early on.
Yeah, very gymnastic toddlers, aren't they? I've seen them.
Yeah.
Special skills. Now, you have special skills. Trampoline, aerial aerobatics, shoulder perch. What's that?
Well, we do a little bit of everything when you grow up. So I wouldn't say I wouldn't put trampoline on my resume anymore. I just like to try a little bit of that in the past. But,
yes.
A perch act I did do with my dad. He balances on his shoulders and I climb up and do trapeze type skills on top of that. And he balances me, which we actually did a couple of weeks ago in between shows just for fun, and he's 72 now and he said, let's go do it, and I said no in between shows.
Yeah.
Come on, put your belt on. So I went up and did it, so that was fun. So we start young and we go until we're over 70 apparently.
So, yeah, absolutely. So you still feel you can do those things, twirl around and
I don't think my dad could, but
So when you think about all the acts that you've done over the years, what do you think was the most, the one that stood out most for you?
I think the bareback riding, I did that when I was two, first one in the act with my family. But that one was special because that one sort of got handed down through the generations. Like I said, James Henry Ashton was an equestrian first and then sort of moved on to circus. And my grandfather, Doug Ashton, and my grandmother, Phyllis Ashton, did bareback riding, and then I went in that act with my mum and dad and my sister and my cousin. So I think that was a special one that got passed down through the generations.
I remember shows on TV like with Don Ameche and all that sort of thing, and Barnum and Bailey. You see those old films. And there are some things that look pretty deadly. What about safety? Do you feel unsafe sometimes?
No, we never do anything where we feel unsafe. So we do lots and lots of training, and before it goes in that live show, we have to be very confident. Anything that we're not confident in, it just doesn't go in. So it's always safety first. So I've actually never gone in the ring feeling unsafe. So I think that's very important.
I think I remember the nets that used to go underneath when when people were practicing, and one day they removed the net. That must be pretty scary. So any big surprises for the Capalaba show?
We're really excited to be back in Capalaba. We opened last week and we're here for another 2 weekends. We haven't been here for, I couldn't remember the exact year, but I feel like it was before 2017 since the last time we were here. So mm-hmm. It has been quite a while and we like the area. So we're happy to be back and we've got a great show lined up. We've got stunning aerial acts, round acts, which includes sear wheel, hula hoop, knife throwing, and balancing, stunning dancers, comedy, and of course the crowd favourite is the Globeriders from South America.
And Chantel, you're a bit of an all-rounder, you've done commercials and things. Tell us about that.
Well, I think everyone in the circus, you sort of have to be a jack of all trades. We do all of the admin and we make the popcorn and we book the locations and we do all the safety reports and we design the costumes and do choreography yeah. and training, all that sort of thing. So you've sort of got to be able to do a bit of everything in this industry.
If you were a young person and you're listening to this right now thinking, gee, I wouldn't mind doing that, would you recommend a young person doing that as a trade or a profession?
Well, I think performing arts is really important and I do think it's a special industry to break into. So I would absolutely encourage anyone who would like to be in the performing arts industry.
Absolutely. And it's a good fun too, isn't it? The support absolutely. That you get from your fellow entertainers would be very important, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. And it is a supportive environment. And I think, anyone out there that wants to get involved, you can just join your local circus school or dance or gymnastics is a fantastic base for circus.
And keeps you very fit, I would imagine.
Very fit, yes.
Indeed. Now, the Capalaba show, are there any surprises, anything that you can say, on radio right now to say, there's something special for you?
There is some very special moments in our show for Capalaba, so I won't release anything yet. You'll have to jump online, grab some tickets and come visit us. We're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Absolutely. And what do you recommend? Do you recommend people come early or just walk in?
If you can buy tickets online, that's best. We do have door sales available that start 45 minutes before showtime. But if you can jump online and grab your tickets to secure them, that's probably the safest option. But yeah, if you arrive 45 minutes before showtime, our seats aren't numbered. It is first in, best seated. The show goes for about 90 minutes. And then after the show, you can come down into the circus ring. You can step inside the Globe and meet the Globe Riders, sit on the motorbike and have your photo taken.
I was going to ask you about the Globe Riders. So that's a crowd favourite, is it?
I think so. When the curtains open and the Globe comes through, you always hear the crowd react. So I think it is one of those
favourites. They love it. They love it.
Yeah.
So what about the future? What's going to happen in touring times from now?
I think we're just going to keep going. This has been something that survived no matter what for nearly 175 years. Our family have been doing this for, so we're just going to keep on.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see a great future coming up and people are coming back to the circus, aren't they? They're coming back to have a
they
look.
They are. Yeah, they're coming back, with their grandkids and they talk about when they were the circus at 6 years old and they share all their memories with us. So we love to hear that.
Now, Chantel, you're a performer, you're a director, choreographer. There's a whole lot of your resume there. What's for the future?
For myself, I'm just going to keep going. I do have lots of ideas for different productions and things like that. So I'm going to work on those in the background while we're touring and hopefully you'll see it in a live show one day.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be fun. Look, Chantel, thank you very much for coming along and telling us all about that here on 101FM for Ashton's Entertainment at Capalaba. That's happening on the 31st, until the 31st of August, right?
Yes, that's correct. We've got two more weekends.
Right, thank you very much for coming on. Now, folks, don't miss it. The family entertainment that's just for you at the Ashton Circus. Thank you, Chantel.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. 101FM.